Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. So we've been playing for you some of the clips of my 5-day free workshop that I've been giving. And by the way, if you ever have any questions or you want to just let me know what you were thinking or what really moved you from any of this, or if you're feeling stuck with any of it, you can always DM me on Instagram at kathy.heller. I'd be happy to hear what this is feeling like for you. And if it's feeling motivating, or if you have any questions, feel free to come on over there. The other thing I want you to know is that the doors to my program, Made to Do This, are officially open. And if you have any questions about that program, you can definitely ask me that as well. If you want to check out information about that program, you can go to madetodothis.com. There's an awesome video there that actually shows clips from Made to Do This. You can get a really good sense. There's also like a bunch of reading material that helps you understand what Made to Do This is like. But Made to Do This is a 12-week program that walks you through A to Z, step by step, how you can make a living doing what you were put here to do. And unlike all these other online courses where you watch recorded videos, Made to Do This is not pre-recorded videos. It is actually me and you every week on Zoom. So it's interactive, it's live. There's an opportunity for you to ask questions. We have dance parties once a month. We, in addition to our weekly calls, we have what I call a sacred sunrise where we do meditation and some breath work. It is both business information and personal transformation. This is the kind of program that when everybody else is going to zig, we're going to zag. Like, this program is no person left behind. So in addition to weekly coaching with me live on Zoom, you will also each be given your own mentor. And that person is going to be there so that you can ask direct questions and have even smaller breakout groups. But not only that, in addition to that weekly call you're going to have with me, in your mentor groups, you're going to do implementation work. You are going to take whatever the assignment is for the week, and you are going to have time to actually get the work done and do co-working and have questions answered and really have someone there holding your hand. You know, it's one thing if you were to buy a cookbook or watch a cooking show, but it's another thing if the chef is like sitting next to you in the kitchen and making the loaf of bread with you, like step by step. So what I love about Made to Do This is it really is me linking arms with you. And by the end of 12 weeks, you will see yourself in the way you always dreamed. You will start to manifest things, and the synchronicity will be off the hook, and you will start to step into true abundance. So if you have any questions at all, you can definitely DM me on Instagram. You can also reach out at hello@don'tkeepyourdayjob.com. But tonight we are doing a open cart bonus. So if you enroll in the next 24 hours, not only will you get a seat and Made to Do This, because it will sell out. It will. It sold out last time. Made to Do This is $317 a month. You have a lifetime access. I would definitely seize the day. We've had thousands and thousands and thousands of people in this free workshop this week. We do not have room for everyone. We don't even have room for half or a quarter of, or even, you know, 20% of the people that are in this challenge. There's a limited amount of space. We would love to have you in there. You can go to madetodothis.com to sign up. Not to mention, you are going to have guest expert sessions with me during Made to Do This, including Gabby Bernstein and Ali Webb, among others. Go find out more about it. Go to madetodothis.com. If you have any questions, definitely reach out. I hope you guys enjoy the next piece of the workshop. And without further ado, let's get to it.
Welcome back. I am so happy to be with you guys. Today is day 5, and it's bittersweet. It is bittersweet because I have been excited to do this every single day this week, and it's just been so fun to spend this time with you. So today is day 5. I have pages of notes of things that we're going to go over today. We are going to talk about how do you find your thing. I think that there's more we can share about that. So I'm going to give you a couple more pieces. And we're also going to talk about how to build an audience and how to make this feel even more tangible and really, really like something you can start applying. So I'm going to give you a ton of information today and things that you can start to apply in your life. And I can't wait. So a couple things. Let's review, okay? A couple things. You are here in this world for a reason. God doesn't make extras. God doesn't make junk. It's not what happens. Okay. My friend Jamie Kern Lima likes to say, God doesn't call the qualified. Nope. God qualifies the called. Love that. Write that down. God doesn't call on the qualified. He qualifies the called. That's so good. So you're needed. We've established that. You're needed. And what we want to understand is that for some of you, we just keep coming back to this ceiling, this limiting belief of, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I want you to stop saying that and instead say, I'm so curious. There's clues everywhere. And I'm so excited to find it because I know it's right here. And today we're going to talk about how you're going to give your gifts away and build abundance around it. But before we dive into that piece, I want to say one more thing about how else you can figure out what it is you're supposed to do. First of all, that's my gift. You know how Marie Kondo is really good at organizing homes? And Reese Witherspoon is an amazing actress, and on and on. For some reason, kind of like how you could talk to like a medium and they can like pull down like information from the beyond, my divine gift is that for some reason, it's unexplainable, but I'm able to capture intuitively what a person's genius is. And then I have this thing where I like command it out of you. And it's just my thing. The same way that there are people who are like, I don't know, since I was a kid, I could always like tell what the weather would be, or since I was a kid, I could just remember things or draw or whatever. That is my gift. So part of it is, and this is just one quick thing. Sometimes people say, I don't want to sign up for Made to Do This because I don't know my thing yet. And she's going to teach me how to build a business. When I first built Made to Do This, it was just to help you by the end know what your thing is, 100% claim it. But then we said, See, by helping you both find it and do it at the same time, you find so much gold. And we know that those two things are the best way for you to find it. So that's that. Now, let's walk away for a second from talking about Made to Do This. Let's talk about another thing that you could just think about right now in your life. If you didn't have me as a coach for 12 weeks pulling this out of you, putting you in very particular situations to pull it out of you, which is what the program is about. But if you're working this process on your own, let me tell you a couple things. Your thing is hidden in plain sight. I think that one of the limiting beliefs is, if I were to do something, it has to be really special. And it's probably something that's like standing out. And I have to go discover it, like I'm going to find it under a rock somewhere. What we talked about earlier this week is that the thing that satisfies the soul, the only thing, is meaning. So your thing is helping other human beings. Period. When people find a way to use the things that they're naturally inclined at, that they like doing, and it helps someone else, all the fireworks. We get the most pleasure. We know this from looking at fMRIs of people's brains. We get the most satisfaction, and it actually puts the body into coherence when we love other people into life, when we use our instrument to bring other people up in a million different ways that can happen. So let me give you a couple examples. This little doll was made by one of our Made to Do This students. Her name is Kelly Joy. And when Kelly started Made to Do This, she was like, I don't have the money for Made to Do This, and I don't know what I want to do. But she knew that she loved to knit. And when she came into the program, she was knitting everything from bath mats to pot holders to everything. And we put her through this program of different specific exercises and different ways that she has to just go into action and give things away and start to test and try. And through that process, some light bulb went off and she said, there's something about this inner child exercise that Kathy did. And she said, I just wanted to help people with their inner child. So she started making inner child dolls. So while this is already a cute doll, this doll became something that she could sell for a couple hundred dollars because it wasn't just a handmade doll. She said in her offer, why don't you send me a picture of yourself at 7? Any wonder where she got that? And she said, I'll knit you and I'll send you back to you with a permission slip and I'll send the doll to you so you can sit her on your desk. And when you look at her, you'll remember who you're fighting for. And so she built a world and a brand around the inner child. And then she tagged on an experience of inner child, just sort of like a 6-week, like let's all rediscover our inner child. Then she created another offer, which is selling people the pattern so they can make their own dolls. And on it goes. Let me show you another example. So Tasha, who's one of our mentors, this is a needlepoint. It's amazing. Tasha is so incredibly talented. This was so generous. I cried when she sent this to me. I was not expecting it. But she came into the program with all this talent, and we started looking at all the different possibilities of offers. And about a month and a half ago, I get a box in the mail from Tasha with three little boxes for my three girls, my three daughters, because she started an online Zoom crafting experiential class for kids. And it had all these different projects inside. And I was like, mind blown. Let me show you another example. So Carolyn was in our class and she knows how to make paper cuts. And it's something she just always liked to do. And she made this out of paper. Okay. It's gorgeous. And why it says let your color shine is because she and I discussed during her spotlight moment. When you have a mentor, you get moments for having your own spotlight to have feedback on your ideas. And I said to her, what if you didn't just make these paper cuts, but you help people figure out like what's their mantra, what's their word, what's their thing? And then they would buy that because that has meaning. So now they're really buying that. Let me give you another example. Sarah Weger, who's also here. Sarah, this is her brand, Hey Weeks. She started making her own cards. This says, best day of the year because we get to celebrate you. And then she started making a subscription so people could get cards all the time and send cards to people and make people's day. And it became sort of like this love train. All of those ideas came during this process. So in order for us to figure out what it is that's our thing, we need to do two things. One, we need to start to try, to test. And the other thing is we need to start looking at what's right here in plain sight. When I was a little kid, I did this, literally this. I always wanted to encourage people. I always wanted to, especially my mom was always suffering from depression. And so as a kid, I used to bring her little trinkets to put by her bed and pick flowers for her and tell her that she could do anything. And I like got the best training because she was my first student. And I wanted her to see why there was so much value in her life. And the number one thing I heard from her was, all my dreams are like dying inside of me and what's the point? And now your dad left and I don't really feel like my life is anything more than a failure. And I'm like, you're so gifted. My mom was most talented. I don't know why I did that. She was in her senior yearbook. She was gifted, like most talented, so beautiful. And she never accessed those gifts. And so watching my mom, who had objectively like all this talent, and then seeing her feeling so unhappy, I wanted to do this. So this was born. I've been doing this since I'm 5 years old. One of our students, who's also an ambassador, Maddie Cartwright, who I love, she came into the program. She was like barely making ends meet, and she's such a good-hearted person. She was rescuing chickens. She like does animal rescue. And she was like having to live with her parents. Things were really hard. And one of the things that she always did for fun was tarot card readings. She likes it. And she was like, well, through the process of me to do this, I was like, what if I started to do them? And what if I started to charge for it? And what if I started to create a membership and create content around it? And not only did she make back her investment, but she like 3, 4, 5x'd her investment. And then she made more money doing that than she had made in so long, doing something that she just does. So I think that so much of what happens is we have these limiting beliefs that like, I don't know what I want to do. And then we just like give up on ourselves. We don't even go back. Or we have this belief that like, there's no way I could do what I love. So why would I even bother? I'll just keep working at this job. Do you know that they've found that it's proven that a salary, like working for someone else, having a job is actually something people get addicted to. And it's because human beings have a great need for certainty. And so we hold on to certainty so much. Meanwhile, our greatest quest is uncertainty. What do we want more than anything? We want to grow. We want transcendent experiences. We want that feeling of expansiveness. So those two things don't always go together. So it takes a lot of guts to start to change the way you're even awake. You know, they say when you play this program in your mind of these 95% of your thoughts over and over, it actually lulls the brain to sleep. So you're not even like awake anymore to even discover something new. And then like a decade goes by and you're like, I think I gave up on myself and I don't know how to get it back. And then we see a lot of people go through a lot of like physical issues, like disease often comes from dis-ease. Like the body is plugged into our nervous system. And so it is really fascinating how just being a person who is fully awake and alive can not just change our well-being, but can change our health. So those are some things I want you to think about when it comes to how do I figure out what I'm here to do? You decide that I'm here for a reason. I'm here to be needed. And I'm sitting on value, and I, come hell or high water, I'm going to find the ways in which I can give value to other people. I just think people don't realize, again, we reach for the branch that's the highest one we can see. I don't think you realize that Jen Legra, who's one of our ambassadors, like her favorite thing is gathering people socially and bartending. And she started creating memberships where she would like charge people to get on Zoom and teach them how to create a cocktail or have like fun game nights, and people paid for it. And she was like, this is amazing. I think there's just this belief like no one would buy it, blah, 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 blah. It's like, just because your dad and your most critical uncle are not gonna buy it, there's a whole world out there of people who are really looking. And you know what they're looking for? Connection. Why is it that people will pay $150 or more to go to a concert, and they'll pay like $12 for the album because they want the experience? So I think it's about really like check yourself. Like just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. And like all those people who have all those great ideas about what's possible, how's their life going? How fulfilled are they? And is it really true? You will look for evidence of what you believe is true. So when you look out in the world, how much evidence can you find if you say, well, there are people doing what they love? I promise you'll find evidence. There are people doing things that don't feel like work. And I want to ask you another question, which is, how much time do you spend on your phone? Like, really? Because we know that people are spending hours and hours and hours. So imagine if you spent a fraction of that time investing it in like, could I pull out the treasure that's in here? I guarantee you, you will. That's why when people are like, oh, made to do this is like, it's like $300-ish a month. No way. It's like, I think it's scary that you think that you don't have $300 of value to give away a day. Like, let's change the paradigm. Like, I have a feeling you can make $30,000 a month. Not joking. My friend Jennifer Allwood was painting people's cabinets. She was doing like DIY, like murals and decorative painting. And she started doing so much of it that she hired other people to take the job she couldn't take. And then she got tired of the doing of it. And she was like, I wonder if I could just create a membership for women who want to talk about like DIY crafting. Next thing she knew, she had like 400 people in there paying her like $47 a month. And she's like, oh my God. Next thing she knew, she had 1,000 people in there. Next thing she knew, she's like, God, this is so crazy that this makes like 50 grand a month. And I'm just showing up once a week and giving people a community and bringing in people who are like not even famous who want to teach on crafting ideas. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm really happy to pay 50 bucks for this. So I want to go into this as our next piece. This is what's in my notes to teach you now. So when you think about how much money would feel really fun as like that next place, like, would it feel fun if you were able to make $5,000 a month right now extra? Would it feel fun if you were able to make $3,000? I know for some of you right now, you want to be made to do this. You're like, I just love to make an extra $317 a month so I can do the program. It's like, that's so easy, my friends. It's kind of like when I teach you math and then you go, oh, I get it now. Oh, algebra. Oh, this works. It's like, you just haven't played the Mario Brothers game yet. I'll show you how to get through level one. You'll be like, oh, level one's so easy. And now I got the dragon part. You know what I mean? Like $317 a month, that's like nothing, right? So in any case, I want to do the math with you. I want you to see this because I think we often overestimate what it's going to take for us to be able to do what we love. And then therefore we take no action. So I want to look at this. I'm going to give you a few examples. Let's work backwards. Let's say that you love to sew. Remember Kelly? She likes to sew. Let's say she had decided to put an offer in the world where she was going to teach a class of 15 people and it was going to be $50 a person per week. Now, I'm just using that for easy math. And the reason I use that number is because my daughter's gymnastics class is 50 bucks and her horseback riding class is 50 bucks. So there are people at that price. So let's say it's a sewing class for kids and it's $50 and she has 15 kids in the class. Let's say she decides she's going to do nothing else. So she's going to just do two classes a week for 15 kids and teach them to sew. 50 times 15 is 1500. Okay. I mean, it's 750. So 750 times two. If she taught two classes of 15 kids, that's $1,500 a week. $1,500 a week times 4 weeks is $6,500. So you think about it and then you're like, okay, I understand that I can get really overwhelmed when I think that I have to become Sarah Blakely and make Spanx or become Taylor Swift. That could feel like, why even try? Because it's like looking at a staircase and telling yourself in order for you to do this, you have to jump to the top stair. But if you just have to jump to the next step and you actually look at how far it is, you'll go, I can actually step up there. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if I said, okay, Kelly, I want you to set out a quest that you're going to take the time you've been spending on your phone and just take half of that time. You can still spend the rest of your time on your phone, but take half that time. And I want you to use the tools I'm going to give you and Made to Do This to learn how to make deposits and give things away for free and connect with people and get that know, like, and trust factor and then make the offer. And we'll talk about that more, that process. And you're going to get 30 total kids, two classes of 15 kids. That means you're going to teach 2 hours a week. You're going to make $6,500 a month. I mean, what in the actual heck? Like, is that like, no way, there's no way I could do that. Of course you could do that. And would $6,500 a month feel significant? I bet it would. And if I were to show you, and I were to not just show you, but if I were to make sure that you did your homework and you had a mentor and you were kept accountable and you actually took the steps, I'm certain that you could find 30 kids and you can make $6,500 a month teaching sewing. That's just an example. Who's excited? Let's go to the next example. I just want to give you a few examples. Let's say that you love to do organizing. You love to organize people's homes and closets. Let's say you put together a package that's $225, and who knows how many hours that is, you could decide, but it's a $225 package. And let's say you had five clients a week. So maybe you see three clients on one day and two another, or you see one client a day. I'm just using easy math. You could move this however you want. But just to show you, so five clients a week, $225 packages, you would be making $4,500 a month with five clients a week. I'm certain that if I showed you how we connect with humans online, with how we help people get the sort of value before they ever buy, and I show you how you can be connecting with like 10 or 15 people a day. So for all the people who say no, I know you can get one yes every day. I'm certain. Now you get one yes every day, you have five clients. What's gonna happen really quickly is what happened to my friend Lily, who started her own clutter business. She got so good at the process of finding the clients that she had to hire assistants. And then she started making money even when she wasn't there because she was bringing in the work, and that's how life begins. Let's give you another example. Let's say that you do like logo design or website design. I'm just giving you another example. And let's say you charge $1,200 to build someone's website, which by the way is really cheap. The market value for that is like $7,500. It could be more, but I paid $7,500 like 2 years ago, so I know it's more. But let's say you say, I'm just starting, I'm gonna charge $1,200 and I'm gonna build people sort of like I'm gonna do Squarespace, but like, you know, make it awesome. It's $1,200. If you had two clients a week, that's $9,600 a month from two clients a week. And again, if you went through this process and you understood how to talk and connect, and I'm gonna talk to you more about that today too. So like, stay tuned. It's not just in Made to Do This, we're gonna talk about it today. But if you really had your feet held to the fire and you put what I'm gonna teach you today in action and you were doing it and you were making sure the week didn't go by because you showed up for class, you did your homework, you would know how to talk to more than a few people a day in order to get one yes every day. You'd have more than enough clients. And then you have a waiting list and you could definitely get two clients a week. And this is what I mean. It's like, can you get two clients a week? Of course you can. Just like my friend Jenny was able to get 10 delis and then eventually she turned that into a multi-million dollar vegan corned beef business. Let me give you another example. Let's say you want to create an online course and you're going to teach songwriting for guitar, or you're going to teach people how to make their own coffee or how to become vegan in 30 days. I don't care what it is. You all have something to teach, by the way. And there is a student at every level. There are people who do not want to learn from the karate master because it wouldn't be the right teacher. They need to learn from someone who's really good at teaching beginners. So like, just know that, okay? My friend Amy Tangerine built a business teaching people how to scrapbook. And next thing she knows, that's like a multi seven-figure business. There is an audience for everything. There is a buyer at every price. It's a whole different reality, right? You're starting to see that. So let's say you want to teach a course for $497. It's a 6-week course. And the promise of the program is you're going to teach people like how to become vegan, like give them enough recipes, or you're going to teach people how to cut their own hair or whatever it is. Let's say it was $497 and you had 25 students. You'd make $12,425 in 6 weeks. Is anyone getting what I'm saying? Are the light bulbs starting to go off? So then you have to say this to yourself. This is what you have to say to yourself. Is my belief in myself so low that I don't believe it's possible that I could find two clients a week, that I don't think I could find five clients a week, that I don't think I could find 15 students, wow. Then you have to ask yourself something else. Is my belief in the world so scarce that I don't believe that there's five clients in the world who would want me to do this for them? And this is where we have to work both on changing the vibration and starting to fire and wire so we can actually pull down our genius. Because we get sort of like zombies. Like we forget that we have this superpower Tesla brain and all this creativity, and we have a heart and enthusiasm, and we forget that we are absolutely capable of so much. And by the way, if you added up all the things I just gave you, those are all six-figure businesses. And that's why so many of our students are like, it's not a joke. Like I did this program and then I did this thing. And then people are like, but I don't know what my thing is. It's like, it's impossible that you won't find it. Okay, so now I want to talk about growing your audience, okay? I told you, like, we don't do webinars at Kathy Heller. Like, at this business, there's no webinar. This is, like, value. I hope that you guys are feeling pumped. So let's talk about how we grow our audience, okay? We're going to, believe me, I'm going to pack as much as I can into today. This is why I teach a program for 12 weeks, because there's so much. But I love this, and let's keep going. So let's talk about how we grow our audience. There are so many things to cover, but I think that we should try to cover two facets. Social media, as much as we can. We're going to talk about Instagram. And then let's talk about sending emails, because those are two ways that people communicate. Yes? Okay. So social media, first of all, is designed for people to be social. Okay. And by the way, Melissa Camilleri, who is my director of education in this program, one of my good friends as well, this is one of the things that she's a master in teaching. She grew her entire business. Melissa was a teacher and wanted to help some of the girls in this inner city school be able to afford going to prom. And so she started a jewelry making business. And long story short, she grew that business into a multi six-figure business by really understanding how to make an audience grow on social media. And it's so good. So we have to be social on social media. And a lot of what I've been trying to teach you this week is that people resist having a business or selling or serving because we think that we're taking, but it has to be the opposite. And so, I mean, look at this 5-day challenge, for instance. I don't know if you've noticed yet, I'm sure you have. Like, I love to give you this. Like it says in the song, give it away, give it away, give it away now. Like that's how it works. So it never works, like I said the other day, to just be like, hello, stranger, would you like to hear about me and what I sell? Like, that's so weird. I often say that would be like somebody coming over to knock on your door and saying, hi, I just moved in. I have a flight tomorrow. Could you take me to the airport? No, I don't know you. Why would I take you to the airport? That's weird. That's why people don't like sales, because they think that's what sales is about, and it's not. So we have to be social on social media. And so I want you to start to think about like the 5x5 rule. If you want to eventually be able to connect, and we said before, there's four seasons of business: visibility, engagement, leads, and sales. You have to be visible, but then you have to engage. And engagement is everything. I don't know how many times you've looked, but I want you to start noticing on different people's social media accounts. You can see the vanity numbers, like this person has 12,000 followers or 94,000, but what's the engagement? Because if they have 94,000 followers and 11 likes on a post, that is a dead account and they're not going to be able to sell. But if they have 1,000 followers and they're getting 62 likes on every post, they're going to be able to sell from that account, because selling means there's connection, because marketing is about intimacy, and that's what's there. And so I feel really proud, because on my social media space, I would never buy followers, because it would totally ruin my business and ruin my life, frankly. It's gross. But it would literally ruin my business. I need my intimacy. I need my engagement. I need to keep close to my client. I need to know what they need. And I want to make sure that that engagement's super high. And so I feel really proud that we'll do a post and we'll get like 1,100 likes and 94 comments. And that makes me feel really, really excited. Now, I want you to understand that on social media, there is an algorithm, and only 5% of people are going to even see what you post. However, if you do the 5x5 rule, you're going to get all those extra people to see what you're doing. So what's the 5x5? You should be commenting on 5 people's accounts a day. And not just like disingenuous, like, hi, I like your dog. No, like you should connect with people and you should ask them questions and you should offer them value. One of our past students, Sadie Simper, one of the reasons that she grew this huge business, and it's an amazing story, because she wound up making like $50,000 during COVID. I think her husband had just lost his job because he did live events, and she started Made to Do This. One of the reasons the business took off is because she started doing this. She was just telling people generously in the class. And actually, what's really amazing, Made to Do This, people actually become each other's first customers, which is so cool. But she started saying, hey, does anyone need free help with a logo, with branding? I'll make you something. And She just was giving it away, giving it away, giving it away. She was also doing that online. My friend Jasmine Starr, the reason that she became a social media guru is because she was a photographer who would be inside of Facebook groups that she was just in, and she would offer people like free advice. Oh, I can teach you how to do that for your Instagram. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And people were like, thank you for the advice. And next thing she knew, people were like, well, can you teach me this? Can you? And just sort of grew organically out of generously giving things away. So you want to comment and you want to connect with people who are like you, who you're interested in connecting with. And you don't want to comment and say, hey, do you want to buy my program? Like, we would never do that. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Stupid. Weird. So what you want to do is you want to comment, but you also want to DM with people. Because when Instagram sees that you comment and you DM, they go, oh, this person is actually friends. So we're going to push all this person's content so that those other people can see it. So that's the 5x5. And when someone comments on what you're doing, you want to not just say, thanks. You want to say like, say more about that. Or I agree with you. Or I just looked at your last post. Where'd you get that sweatshirt? And oh my gosh, how was your trip to South Carolina? I've always wanted to go. That's what you want to do. And people are like, ugh, forget it. It's like, why forget it? It's amazing how we have all this humility, like we think we're nothing, but then we're not really willing to have humility and actually show up and care. That doesn't make sense. Like, we're like, we're such good people. We would never want to burden someone and have them and charge them. But meanwhile, we wouldn't spend the time to invest in humans and make friends. Like, that doesn't make sense. And that is what's required, but it actually works really, really fast. And the average person has 400 friends on social media. So every time you actually get one client eventually, they will tell four other people. So if you make serving people so the thing that you're obsessed with, they won't be able to help it. And for every client you have, you'll get four more. Janae Claiborne was on my podcast and she was acting, working in New York City as a waitress. And she's working at this vegan restaurant and she realized, I don't want to be an actress. I want to help people become vegan. I'm like so a part of this mission. So she was like, well, how am I going to quit my waitressing job living in New York? And she decides, I'm going to just start telling people like I can food prep for them vegan food. So she told this one woman who she knew who lived on the Upper East Side. The woman hired her. She's like, yeah, you can charge me X amount of dollars per week. I'll come Monday. I'll leave you a bunch of food and you can have this vegan food. She couldn't help it. That woman told her friends that she was feeling better and losing weight. And then Janae got three more clients. And so within a month, she was able to quit her waitressing job and she made twice as much money making food she wanted to make anyway. Then she had this next idea, which is like, what if I did a supper club and I charge people and I could fit eight people at my tiny little New York City dining room table, but I'll charge them like $80 a head and I'll make them a vegan, like five course meal, and we'll have good conversation. And it kept selling out. And then she was like, what if I did like YouTube videos where I taught people how to make these recipes? And then she became a brand, Sweet Potato Soul, and she's making a fortune now. So it starts with one person and very quickly it becomes the kind of thing you're going to be like, I can't believe how fast it was that I could make a really like decent amount of money. I don't have to go work for this person selling insurance. I can do this. So we want to make deposits. So let's talk more about social media. So with social media, the way that it works is you want to come up with a consistent, you want to have like five pillars that consistently repeat so that when people scroll through, there's something that keeps being put in front of their face that they get a composite of who you are. So your social media needs to be a combo of you and what you do. Why is that? Well, you could teach yoga, but why does someone want to learn from you versus somebody else? Because there's things about you that are quirky and different, and that's why that person wants to learn it from you. Ian LePatton started Spiritual Gangster, which is one of my favorite brands. And I had him on the podcast and we became friends. He's awesome. He actually was a lawyer. He was unhappy to get through law school. He started doing yoga. He started teaching yoga on the side. And then in his yoga class, he did something most yoga teachers don't do. He started playing hip hop music. That's not really done in a yoga class because it's usually yoga classes are like, it's either quiet or it's like this like moody ambient music, but he loves hip hop. So one day at the end of the class, one of his students says, "You're not just like spiritual, you're a spiritual gangster." And he's like, "That is the coolest. I love that." And so he decided to take the next like messy step. And he's like, "We should just like print blank t-shirts that say spiritual gangster." And they sold out. And then he happened, synchronicity, he went skiing with a friend whose father owns O'Neill, which is like a sportswear, of course. And he's like, "Oh my God, your dad does all that stuff. How do you think I could actually like do like more of this fashion stuff with spiritual gangster?" And he gave him some advice. And that Christmas, Ian walked into other yoga studios and said like, "Do you want to buy these shirts?" They all sold out. He made other things, yada, yada, yada. He started selling it in every store. And now it's like a multi-million dollar company. But it's the yoga with the hip hop, right? So it's like you guys sitting here right now, you can learn how to find your calling from a lot of people. There's a lot of people who talk about this. You can learn steps to business from a lot of people. Some people are going to be like, "Oh, I want to go and listen to Amy Porterfield because she's like very good at teaching list building." And some people are going to be like, "I don't know, there's something about Kathy, like I just like her style." And there's enough room for everybody. So you being you is awesome, because that's the reason that you got off the bus your first day at summer camp and you connected with certain girls and certain girls you didn't connect with. And it's not because they were that different on paper, but the little idiosyncrasies make them different. So in your five pillars, I want you to start thinking like, what would be my five pillars? So like I mentioned Jasmine Starr before, and she talks about this. She came into Made to Do This and gave a class on this. And she's like, look, she's like, "For me, I love my husband. So every five posts, he comes up. I love coffee. So every five posts, coffee comes up. I love living in Orange County. So that always comes up, like ocean, never. And I love photography. So that always comes up." And so what would be the things that sort of make up the composite of who you are? And so what we want to do in order to make the sale is we want to make the relationship. It's always about the relationship. It's not a money game. It's not a numbers game. It's people, people's game. So you want to create a whole way for people to get to know you and you get to know them. So the name of the game is engagement. So you come up with a few things, and that way you don't have to reinvent the wheel every day. So if you look at my social media has a few pillars. One of them is business, like doing what you love and getting paid. And one of them is spirituality. Like I'm really into meditation and breath work. So that comes up a lot. And I'm a mom, right? And so you start to see like different pieces of the puzzle, right? And then people go like, "Oh, I identify with her. Like I could learn from anyone, but like I'm a mom, or I'm also kind of spiritual, or I just connect to her because of that like bigger, broader scope." When you go to post though, it's really much more important that you ask a specific question than it is that you have this lengthy, long caption, because it's all about engagement. So let me give you an example. You want to start to give more than just the post, right? You want to give the next thing. And this is where business is so fun, because you start to think, "Oh my God, what are all the ways I can be generous?" Like before I did my songwriting class, I didn't just show up online and say, "I'm offering a songwriting class for $997, $1,000. Like no one would have bought that. What I first did, and Tiana, who's one of our mentors, actually, she was the one who gave me this idea 5 years ago. She's like, "You should create first the freebie." So the first free thing I gave away was 7 steps to being able to license your music to film and TV. And I literally had no skills in terms of graphics. I just sat down on a blank Google Doc and wrote out 7 things people should know. And I put it out there for free, like in exchange for your email, "Do you want this? It'll help you." And I think 1,011 people downloaded it. And I was like, that's so cool. And it was like 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. It was like really cool. And then I sent an email just to those 1,011 people saying, "I'm gonna offer you another thing for free." I didn't send them an email saying, "Do you wanna buy my class?" I still didn't do that. I said, Do you want to show up for 90 minutes? I'll do a workshop with you and I'll teach you everything I can teach you about this in 90 minutes. And people showed up. And then I was again myself. I was real. I was authentic. I didn't try to be something I wasn't. And by the way, that helps you not be nervous because you don't have to prove yourself. You just be yourself. And at the end, I simply said, do you want to take this program? And 147 people bought it that night. I made $147,000 from just taking the time to give one thing away and give another thing away. So what we teach you in Made to Do This, it's not just like, oh my God, Kathy, like feels so good and it's just all this energy, but it's kind of like misty. It's hard to get what it really is. It's very concrete. It works over and over again. You give something away and you give the next thing away. So let's go back to the Instagram post. So when you post on Instagram, how does it relate to those two things? Because you want to ask a specific question. You want to say something in your caption. Let's say you did post something about your vegan cake pops. And let's say you eventually are going to be leading them to a workshop that's $4.95 and you want to have those 25 people in it. You're going to teach people to be vegan. So you might post a video of like a 30-second reel of you making these vegan things. And then in the caption, you might say, type a cherry emoji if you want the recipe to these vegan cherry cake pops. And then you'll get cherries. And you'll get people who don't post cherries. But the six people who posted a cherry, those are people raising their hand saying, I'm warm. I want more. I'm a lead. So then that's not when you offer them the class. That's when you say, cool, I'm going to DM you the recipe. Now Instagram knows, oh my God, there's a real connection here. She's really connected. She doesn't just comment back. They actually talk to each other. So that's good. And then you offer them another thing for free that's even more valuable. And you make the time. Most business owners, like I said, the ones that are really successful are so generous. They give so much of their time and their creativity to making truly valuable things and giving them away for free. And that's what's so awesome about getting paid to do what you love, because it allows you to give a lot of yourself away for free. Like, this challenge is a blast and it's free and I would never not do it. So the next thing you do is you give something else valuable. And if it's leading to a workshop, maybe you say, I'm actually getting together with 20 people on Zoom next week. And I'm actually going to not just give you the recipe, but walk you through it. And you can all get your like mixing bowls out. We're going to make it together and you do it for free. And at the end of that, you say, does anyone want to buy this program? Are you guys getting it? Are you excited? Okay. So when you're doing social media, you want to ask specific questions. You want to be social. You want to DM people. You also want to comment back. And people like to do business with people that they know and they like. And so it's really nice when in the mix of all that, you go live and your hair is not done and you just tell them about the fact that you were online and you're exhausted because you were standing in line waiting for a thing and your daughter was screaming and she had to pee and then you had to get out of line. Like, people love people. So all of that just works to your advantage. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have the right video camera lighting. You just be yourself. Okay, let me tell you one other thing. So you have social media, but I also said, let's talk about email. Let's talk about email real fast. We have like a few more minutes. So how's this going for you guys? You excited? You can just tell, by the way, that I love doing this. And that's why I'm like, 12 weeks of Made to Do This isn't even enough. I wish it was like 40 weeks, but we get a lot done in 12 weeks. So with email, when you email people, it's the same deal. I find that people's emails are atrocious. They are awkward. They are like super like robotic and like no one's going to write you back, because it's just so the wrong vibe. So when you're reaching out to that potential person who might wanna, you know, now take the next step and hire you to do your logo design, or whoever you're reaching out to, you want to do what my friend Laura Belgray calls an EFAB, an email from a bestie. You want it to be personable, and you want it to be that it's about you two as human beings more than like I'm trying to get a certain outcome. I think that that's a lot of the problem. So for instance, when I used to write to music supervisors, those were the buyers who worked at ad agencies, who worked at movie studios, who would choose music. Those were cold emails. And I wound up loving sending cold emails because I realized that what most people do is dumb. They try to take a cold email and turn it into a sale. Never is going to work. Instead, the name of the game is like volleyball. Just get the ball to come back. Just make a relationship. So I realized, like, here's how you send emails. And Tim Ferriss and I actually figured out that it's the exact same formula. You keep it brief and brilliant, super short. You never ask for the sale. That will not work. But what you do is you ask them something specific that is so easy for them to respond to. For instance, let's say I'm writing to a music supervisor who's in Chicago who works at Leo Burnett Advertising. And I say, hey, I love your last ad from Dr. Pepper and the song you chose was so cool. My name is Kathy. I'm a songwriter. I might be coming to Chicago this summer. What's the best pizza in Chicago? You have no idea how many people will write me back. They won't mention anything about the Dr. Pepper and they'll say, you know, Uno's on 2nd Street. You have to go. It's amazing. Get the deep dish. And then I say, oh my gosh. And how about Navy Pier or blah, blah, blah? Or have you tried this pizza? Or have you ever done the gluten-free da, 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 and this and that? And then I say, oh, and by the way, what are you working on now? Oh, you have to make the relationship sacrosanct. What we teach in Made to Do This is the people's framework, and it's all about people. And it's not hard, and it's not scary when you know how to give to people instead of asking from people. You just give, and people love it. And then you have all these opportunities and you're like, how am I making all this money? It's like, because you're doing basic things, which is making people feel seen. And that's what people want. So recently my husband was reaching out to someone. My husband's doing comedy now, which is really cool. He was able to leave his job since my business totally took off. And so he's like, maybe I'll do what I've always wanted to do, which is like write comedy. So he's reaching out and having like little bits of opportunities coming in. But those are hard jobs to get. So he was talking to someone the other day and he's like, oh, I have an in so-and-so at this particular show. Somebody said that I could email them that they would be expecting my email. And I was like, okay, don't ask them if you can write for the show. Don't ask them anything. Like, don't be weird. And he like shows me his email. I'm like, he goes, okay, you got to Kathy it up. And so I wound up deleting his entire email. He sounded so, hello, my name is so-and-so. I went to this law school. Nobody cares. They want to hear about themselves. Like make a connection. Don't try to prove yourself. Can you imagine going to a party and someone comes over? He's like, hi, my name is Tim. I won the spelling bee in 2nd grade. I have 3 children. I'm tall. I'm this. I'm that. And I want to ask you if you would invest. It's like, Tim is weird. Tim's weird. It's like, that's not what you want. You want Tim to sit down and be like, oh, who do you know here? Oh, did you like the chicken fingers? What do you do? Oh, when was the last time you actually left the house and got dressed? Because it's been so crazy. Any opportunity that's supposed to come will come when you actually establish an honest connection with another human being. And that's why when people are like, I can't make $300. I'm like, are you talking to humans every day? Are you online? Are you giving away your gifts? Are you being generous? Because once you do that, first of all, you'll feel a lot of meaning and reward in your life. And second of all, you'll make so much money so fast, your head will spin. So with my husband's email, I was like, okay, let me think of what you can ask this person. I was like, oh, you know, ask this guy who you're writing to, like if he had to choose between Rodney Dangerfield and Sebastian Maniscalco, like who would he choose? And he's like, what? I go, yeah, just say, hey, I love your work. And, you know, so-and-so, you know, connected us. Just curious, who's your favorite comic? And if you had to choose between these two, sure enough, he gets one sentence back, Dangerfield, period. And then my husband's like, me too. And he goes, what do I write now? I go, say me too, and send him a really obscure clip of him you find on YouTube. So he sends it. And the guy writes back, have you seen this? And it was done. People want to work with people. Not robots. Are you guys getting it? All right. So as my friend Jordan Harbinger says, always be generous. Always, 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 always be generous and build the well before you're thirsty. And so I honestly can sit here I can sit here with my integrity, because I know that everything I've built with people in mind, being generous, and it's fun and I like it. And that's why I think I'm super fulfilled, because I'm constantly spending all of my free time thinking about what I can do and what I can build. And guess what? I have three kids and I don't work past 3 o'clock, and I'm the one who takes them on bike rides, and I still can spend my day focused on the right things. When people say, I don't have time, I'm like, you're wasting so much time. You do have time. You can build a six-figure business if you were to spend 90 minutes a day on the right things. You have to do what you actually need to do, though, instead of just thinking about and not doing the things you're not supposed to do and convincing yourself of the things you're not supposed to do. Like, none of that's what you need to do in order to be super successful. So I hope that that has changed the way that you think. And the one thing I want to say, like, before we're signing off, because I can't believe, like, the time is just, like, going by, is I often feel like we just lie to ourselves. Like, how many times are people like, oh, would you like something else? Oh, I'm okay. Do you want to do something else with your life? It's okay. It's not okay. Like, why do we keep saying it's okay? It's not okay. I remember my friend Todd Herman telling me that Dr. Martin Luther King wrote the most famous speech, you know, of his life. And he said, you know, it's hanging in the Smithsonian, you know, everybody knows it word for word. He said, but you know what's so interesting? He said that the story goes that he practiced the speech over and over again, over and over again. And when he got up to give the talk, apparently there was a woman on stage, and she said, tell them about the dream, Martin. And he looked out at the crowd, and this was such an important moment, and he said, I have a dream. I have a dream. And it makes me cry. And there's so many more lines in that speech, and most of us know the whole thing. But it's amazing how that's the line that everybody remembers. And that's the line that came to him in the moment that he didn't plan for. And why am I bringing it up? Because I think the reason he moved mountains that day is because when people hear someone with the courage and the vulnerability to say, I have a dream, it moves us. Because we all actually do have a dream, but we put it away and it gets dusty and we put it on the shelf. And it takes courage to be vulnerable and say, no, I'm not cool. It's not whatever. I have a dream. And I won't actually be okay if this doesn't come to fruition. You're right. I'm vulnerable. It's like when my husband and I broke up before we started dating, I at one point started dating someone else because we were on a break, but we were broken up for the whole summer. And he came to my window one morning with bagels at like 6 a.m. And I was so annoyed that he woke me up so early. It was like a Sunday morning. And he's like, I know I'm supposed to say that, like, I saw you with that guy and I'm totally cool, but I'm not totally cool. And I don't think I'll be okay. Like, I don't think I'll actually be okay. And he's like, and I know I'm supposed to act like I'm okay, and I'm not. And I was like, oh my God. And I called the guy I was dating, and he's like, oh, you're breaking up with me. And I'm like, why do you say that? He's like, I can just tell. And it just took so much guts, because it would be so easy to be like, it's totally cool. I don't care what you do. You can date whoever you want. But to say, like, I do have a dream, and it's not okay, and I'm not going to be okay. And I just think about all of our lives, and it's like, it's cool. It's fine. It's not fine. Like, whether you met me this week or you didn't, you don't need me to tell you that you know you were put here for a reason. You can feel it. And it's driving you crazy because you want to give that to the world. So when did we become so cavalier about that? Like, oh, it's okay. No, it's not. And look at the world. Take a look outside. How's it going? It's not doing so well, because most of the people that I get to connect with, they don't even need to be rejected by the world. They've rejected themselves and they're not putting their gifts out there. So they just sit around and don't really feel fulfilled and therefore don't use the gifts they have to show up in the world. Like my friend Bob Goff says, he's like, you know, it's amazing when you just raise your hand and you're like, I'm available to serve. Like, I just want to serve. I don't care if I'm bringing in my friend's garbage can or showing up at that widow's house and taking a listen or taking a bunch of kids out on a camping trip or volunteering at a prison or deciding that I will indeed put my arm out and have the courage to make money and serve, even though it's scary to charge, because if I don't have the courage to charge, people will pay to someone else and then I won't be able to write those checks to all those charities. You know what I love? I love that when somebody posts on Facebook that there's a person who's in need and there's a GoFundMe, that I don't have to hesitate and I just send them a couple $1,000s and I can do it anonymously. I love that I get to do that. And some of my friends who are even in this challenge have seen me do that. And I like hate that people see it because I want to do it anonymously, but I love that I don't have to think about that. If I see a woman who's struggling with this thing or a guy who's struggling with this thing or someone's husband passed away, I don't have to think about it. I can just do it. And I also love that there's so many causes in the world that I care about that I can spend that money on. And I love actually the way the system is, that if I make all this money, but I want to spend this much on philanthropy, that I'm actually encouraged to do that. And there's benefits to what I'm doing to do that. And so that's so exciting and awesome. I love that system. So I remember when I was first starting out and I would call ad agencies, cold call ad agencies and cold call Netflix or cold call Paramount. And I would want to hang up the phone and I didn't want to get rejected. And then I remember being like, am I going to let this feeling of being uncomfortable stand in the way of what could be my entire life? Because truly, if I didn't have the courage to spend years making those phone calls and people would tell me no, but then a couple of people would tell me yes, then I never would have been able to write those songs. And I never would have been able to show other people that you can do something. It's not all or nothing. You don't have to be Taylor Swift. Then I wouldn't have started a songwriting class. Then if I didn't have the courage to sell that songwriting class that day with my big pregnant belly and like no idea what I was doing, I wouldn't have made $2 million. And if I wouldn't have done that, I wouldn't have been able to have the luxury of starting a podcast. And the podcast I get to give away for free. And if I didn't do the podcast, I wouldn't have met all these people and I wouldn't have been able to start doing Made to Do This. And so it's like, you have to have the courage to put yourself out there and be like, so what if I'm uncomfortable? Oh my God, will it really kill me? No. My friend Kelsey Murphy, she says, I actually make a rule with myself that I have to get 10 no's for every one yes. So I'm like, I didn't get 10 yet. So I got to keep going. And then when I get a yes, it's like, if I get the yes at the fourth call, she's like, I keep going because I have to get 10 no's a day. Cause you get good at it. My friend Noah Kagan says like, he goes to like any store and just for the heck of practicing being rejected, he says, can I get 10% off? And the person's like, what, why? And he's like, can I get 10% off? And most of the time they say no. He goes, I do that just so in my business, when I'm talking to a big venture capitalist, I can handle the fact that they're going to say no. It's like BFD, move on with life. So I can't believe it's 1 o'clock, which means our time. I feel like it's like, so long, farewell. So our time has come to an end. However, I am going to do a couple things. I'm going to talk about the winners as well as I have a fun surprise. And we've done something like this the last few challenges, but we're doing it even more epic. We discussed it last night and this morning, and it's going to be really fun. So we've seen every time we do a challenge, we realize that a lot of people don't get to finish watching all these replays and they only start to be able to do it on the weekend when they have more time. So what we are going to do, and we always do this, every time we do a challenge, we will keep the videos that you have on the kathyheller.com/replay or the videos in this Facebook group. You'll have them till Tuesday night at midnight. This group will close next Friday, like Friday night it will close. But we are going to have our after party, and we've usually done that, but we're going to make it even more special. So that means stay tuned, because tomorrow at noon and Sunday at noon and Monday at noon and Tuesday at noon, we're going to keep doing stuff. Tomorrow, you're going to get to hear from some amazing people. You know, those stories I told you, like Kelly's Dolls and all these cool people who've made amazing things come from their gifts. You're going to hear some of those stories, but we're also going to be here to keep adding more surprises. So tomorrow we have a list of a few surprises we're going to announce tomorrow. And Sunday, the same thing. There'll be more surprises announced, a couple extra cool like twists, and you'll have some fun guest stars. And then on Monday, me and Melissa, who I mentioned before, we're going to do a taste, just a taste of what an implementation session feels like in Made to Do This, because Made to Do This just isn't like any course that's online. It's not an online course. It's not like, here are the videos that you go watch. There are none of that. No videos. It's live, interactive with me. It's not like I sell it and then I'm out. It's like, no, no, no. We do this together. I often cry. There's often dance parties. There's spotlights where I can answer your questions. There's pitch panels where you can pitch your ideas. It's amazing. And there's homework every week, but then we know we want you to actually get the homework done. So we do implementation sessions every week with your mentor. Now, some of you are like, I won't be able to make it because I can't make noon. When you enroll in Made to Do This, you get to choose your time for your mentor implementation session. And there's a time for every time zone. So that's what's cool. We have literally mentors from around the world, and we have all these people gifted at like products and memberships and service-based businesses and artist businesses and the food business. It's amazing. So you get to choose that, so you won't have to miss that. And if for some reason you can't make it to my call on Monday, then you can watch the replay, or you also will have other opportunities to be with me, because on average, I wind up coming in about twice a week because I do guest expert sessions like the one we're doing with Gabby Bernstein, the one we're doing with Ali Webb, and there's so many more fun ones. There's literally like a list of 10 guest experts that are coming in. So we make sure those are at different times, staggered, so that if you can't make my Monday call, you can make another call. So because we want you to get a little bit of a taste of that, on Monday, you can join us on Zoom, which is how we do the class, where we can see each other, and we will stream it into the Facebook group. So we will make sure you have that link for Monday where you can join us on Zoom. And if you can't join us on Zoom, you can still watch in this Facebook group. And then on Tuesday, there'll be another session where we're going to come back and do like a brief and brilliant little extra training. And then Wednesday, same thing. There'll be another call at noon. This is all this after party. And Wednesday night, for those of you who can never make these noon times, there's going to be a gathering of mentors on Zoom. So you can have like a little bit of time to do a little bit more implementation, and it'll be really cool. So if you're catching up with videos, you have until Tuesday night. If you're catching up with videos and homework, what's going to be fun about Monday's session is that me and Melissa will do what we do in implementation session time, and we'll get a chance to process it with you. You'll get a chance to ask questions, get your homework done, reflect on these things, start to feel the things coming together. And you also get a little chance to be in breakout groups, which is something we use all the time. So that's what's coming. How does that feel? Is that exciting? Cool. So there's that. Also, if you guys have any questions about Made to Do This or any of the content that we've gone over, DM your mentor. And if you're like, I don't know who my mentor is, if you go to the top of this Facebook page, there's a cover photo that says, doors are open. And I'm like 10 pounds thinner in that photo because I have been eating my way through COVID. But anyway, there's a picture next to my picture of all the faces of the mentors and who they're assigned to. So you'll know who to DM. DM these people. They're amazing. They're amazing. You have no idea. Trisha, you know how I know Trisha? Because Trisha was Jason Mraz's tour manager and Colby Kelly. And then she went on to be a coach for these songwriters and like high level artists. And she's brilliant. Like, your coaches are amazing. It's insane what they all do. Like, Tumi, I grew up in Nigeria, moved to the UK, was working in publishing, and then was like, I think I want to, like, do that thing I love, which is, like, again, with the vegan food, teach people to make vegan food, do vegan food. And she started doing pop-up nights at restaurants. She, like, walked into a few restaurants. She's like, hello, can I, like, run like a vegan Nigerian night? And people were like, okay. And she did it and it worked out. And then she made her own vegan plantain Nigerian food-based cookbook and sold 80 grand of it in 3 months, and then went on to create all these other things, and then Whoopi Goldberg's friends saw her and said, "We're going to be in London. Can you make us a vegan meal?" And she's like, "Okay." Like, the people who are your mentors, these are not just like, "Hi, I signed up for a life coaching certificate and now I work on Kathy's team." Like, none of that. There's none, not what's here. Like, these are all amazing people who all know how to do these things and they're hanging out. Not to mention these ambassadors. We've had thousands of people take Made to Do This. We have hundreds of people who want to be ambassadors. We chose them because they built businesses. They have big hearts. They know what it's like to go through this and to feel scared and to actually come on the other side of it. Talk to these people, get their ideas, run your ideas by them. In fact, I want to see in the chat right now, when I was talking before about how much money you could actually make if you were really serious about just like getting really like brass tacks, how much money would you want to make a month? How much money would you want to make a month if you could just get like, what would feel like the next like really good step? Like 5K, 10, $9,000, $20,000, would it be $1,600? Would that actually make a big difference in your life if you were bringing in $1,600? Because that's totally doable, joining this program and then some. But I'm just curious what that looks like for you. Angela's like, "I love Nigerian food." I love that you love Nigerian food. Tumi's cookbook is the plantain cookbook because plantains are a big part of those meals. And I love plantains. I was eating them last night. True story, I'll take a selfie because I still have some left in my refrigerator. And my daughter takes a bite and literally, I don't know why I'm telling you this, just so she goes, "It's not for me." And my husband and I laughed because that was just such a funny adult response, "Not for me." I was like, she's seven and it's not for me. Okay. It's for me though, because I'm a big plantain fan. Okay, I'm going to tell. So Maddie says $500 a month is all it would take to make a difference for my family. Maddie, we got you. You can do this. You're sitting on gold. You have so much value to offer. I promise you, if you just start to talk to humans and that's the thing, is like, we are going to show you what to do and you're going to like doing it because it's going to be done from an empathetic way. And it's not like first you have to get 100,000 people on a list and then you have to sell them a tripwire and a blah, blah, blah and get a funnel together. Like, I don't know how to make a funnel to save my life. Like, it's, if that's not obvious, yeah. Like, notice the emails you get. We send them every day. Like, we're making it all up on the spot. And so it is. Just enough to cover my salary. So Kristen, what would that be? Because we can do this. Brenda says 9K is a perfect amount. Amazing. Melissa says 100. Oh, Melissa, that's so done for you, for sure. 15K a month. Great. Next goal would be 5,000 a month. Awesome. So what if you actually started to take the action to do that? And people will be like, "Okay, I'm not going to do Made to Do This now. I'm going to do it later." I want you to know something as a fact. The cost of Made to Do This will go up the next time. And the reason I can tell you that that's true is for two reasons. One, it already went up from the last time, and the last time it went up from the time before that. Two, the reason it goes up in price is just like with the real estate market. The more there is demand for something, the more the thing appreciates, the more it costs. So this program gets significantly better every time. It's just the way life is. We improve it. We add things to it. We add budget to add more humans to serve more. And the demand goes up. So if you're saying, "I want to do this program, but I'm going to do it the next time," I would really take a hard look at that because the cost of the program will go up. And if you sign up by tonight at midnight, you're going to get all those bonuses. And I said this at the beginning, but we got a message from Thinkific, which is our server, which gets you through your enrollment process. And they said they're going to be down doing maintenance from 9 on this evening. So if for some reason you have that problem, please DM us and we promise we will get you enrolled tomorrow morning. It's awesome, right? Great timing. 30K a month is your next goal, Nancy. I got that for you. 200K a month, I'm so ready. Awesome. Like, what's the big deal? Like, it's literally here. It's literally here. People say to me, "Well, you can do it because," and I'm like, "Because why?" "Because I started a songwriting class for songwriters." Last time I checked, that's not the wealthiest population of people. People who are just like baristas trying to string it together. It's about connecting with humans. It's about making those deposits. It's about actually learning those four seasons of business, visibility, engagement, leads, and sales, and knowing how to do that in a way that comes across like yourself, and then giving so much value away consistently, methodically. There is a method, 100%. There's a method, and you do that method, and it's done. Of course you can do this. Of course you can do this. You can do it with anything. It's about the story you're selling. It's about the way you are generous. Someone said 2 million. Great. I don't shrug at that. Let's go. Do you know what's insane is that right now in my own life, my husband and I are having conversations about like, oh, okay. So now that we've gotten proof of concept, I've noticed my business go from 300,000 a year to 2 million a year to 5 million to 10 million. I'm like, oh, it's just at scale now. You just keep scaling. Because once you have proof of concept, once you sell one of those vegan corned beef sandwiches and someone likes it, for every person who likes it, it's proof of concept. It's a validated offer. That means there's thousands more people like that. So it's just amazing. And then at that point, you're like, oh, now I get to be in the business of giving money away, which is really, really fun. Because I bought myself the Range Rover this year and I like it. It's a light blue color like this. I don't need another one though. So now it's like, what am I doing? I just talked to my mom about like, I'm gonna buy my mom a house. Do you know how good that feels? My dad has Parkinson's. My parents are divorced. He's not gonna be able to keep paying for my mom. So I'm like, I got that. Like I can take care of her and not just take care of her, but get her out of these apartments she's been living in and help her feel like dignity. That's really exciting. And it doesn't even, I don't feel it. You know, she's like, I'm so thankful. I'm like, don't be so thankful. It's okay. Like it's just, it's money that's here and I can like redistribute it, right? And I can, my team is always like, you're so generous. You just give us extra bonuses. Like it's just energy being moved around. And I'm such a believer in abundance that it's like, here, have it. The more that goes out, the more that comes in. Let's just keep moving it around. It's just energy. We're all so scared of it. It's just energy. Okay. So, and Claire says, it sounds so easy, but I feel it's so out of reach. It's not. It's not so out of reach. We have this thing called a smartphone, and there are literally billions of people sitting on the other side of it. There's also a whole world of people out around you who have problems that you can solve. They have all these cool things that they'd want to do. Some of the problems you can solve are just making things that are fun that they want to attend. I have a friend who, she loves people getting together and telling their stories. So she made a storytelling night, and the rules of the storytelling night where you come, you tell a true story from your life. And the only rule is like, it has to be true and you can't apologize. You can't be like, I'm sorry. Or, oh my God, I can't, oh, this is so dumb. You just tell your story and everybody gets 10 minutes. She was doing those at her house. Just people would come over for these like wine and stories nights. And it was so fun. And people were filling up the places. They just loved being in that environment. People would get up and just tell a true story from their life. And people would actually be vulnerable and listen and tell interesting things that you wouldn't actually hear from them at like a dinner party. And so she started renting a theater in Santa Monica. And there were 50 seats, and she would sell the seats for like $25. And each person who was performing would tell 10 people. And they weren't even performers. They weren't actors. They were just humans getting up saying, here's a story from my life. My grandfather had brown shoes, and this is what they remind me of. Boom, 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 boom. People are crying. People are laughing. It wound up making her $5,000 a week, all just to curate a storytelling night. We make it so hard, and we sit out. And we need to get in the game. So, okay, all my comments, the reason I've been stalling is because A, it's hard to leave, but B, I can only see comments on my phone. So I need to go now, leave your comments to look at the homework winners. Okay, so homework winners are, and for the homework yesterday, we gave away, what was it, an Aviator Nation hoodie? It was a couple of cool things. And was it an Amy Tangerine bundle? Okay, also scholarships. So Rebecca, Lisa, Padnia. So congrats on Rebecca, you get a scholarship. And the other two, Lisa and Padnia, you also get partial scholarships. Plus you all won those prizes. Congrats. I hope you can put them to good use. I'm going to go back to my comments. Tell me right now in the chat, let's blow up the chat with some fire. Tell me right now in the chat, if you're like, I'm doing this, I'm joining Made to Do This. I want to welcome you if that's the case. Yes. Welcome, guys. It's going to be really, really fun. You're going to cry, you're going to laugh, and you're going to grow. It's going to be really, really cool. Awesome. Well, welcome. All right. So bonuses expire at midnight. If for some reason you have trouble enrolling, we found out that our server, it's not our server, but the server we use for enrollment, Thinkific, will be down from 9 o'clock on. So if you have any problems enrolling and you're trying to enroll after 9 p.m., DM your mentor, write in to hello at Don't Keep Your Day Job. You can DM me at my Instagram, Kathy.Heller. And we will keep the video content up until Tuesday. And guess what? Good news. We're going to keep the after party going. So keep showing up at noon. We've got so many more fun twists and turns coming. We're really excited about it. We've had too much fun. We usually do a little after party, but we've kind of like we've sort of enhanced what we're about to do because we realize that we really, really are having so much fun. So if you get in by midnight, you're going to get my podcasting program. Also, you're going to get my 5 steps to 5K quick win. Get that in there. That's a workshop that we'll be doing in the next couple weeks. So that's great. And then you're also going to get a ticket to our 2-day, live summit online, which will be fire. And, we have more surprises coming. There will be homework, which we will post, today, and Angela will announce the winners tomorrow. If you want to get these bonuses, and I mean this hand to God, and you're like, well, I want to wait to see if I get a scholarship because of the homework raffle. We've had this happen every time. You will be refunded for that scholarship. I swear to you, I have no reason to lie to you about that. I really, really don't. We choose the homework winners randomly in a raffle. And then if we see, oh, this person already enrolled, we'll just refund you. We don't need the money that badly to like lose our integrity. So don't lose out on that. And you might just get delighted. You might just get refunded. So we're really excited to welcome you guys in. Welcome to making a decision to really show up for your greatness and say, you know what? It's not okay for me to sit this out. And I'm pretty sure that I can figure out what my gifts are and find more meaning and grow into who I'm really supposed to be. So I said to you at the beginning of the week, don't talk yourself out of your potential and don't. And I hope you come back for the after party and I hope you spend time with us in Made to Do This, but I know not all of you are going to be able to even fit in Made to Do This because we can't take everyone. And so if I don't see you, I hope that you know what Mr. Rogers said is true when he looked at the camera and he was like, you're perfect just the way you are. And no one's like you. I hope that you got that this week. I hope that you got that. And truth be told, part of the reason that we make this program what we make it and we don't want everyone in it is because we really want everyone who's in it to be surrounded by people who are going to take action. And so we don't want it to be that like the enrollment is 4 weeks and people can take their time and we take everyone. We also want it to be a small enough group that we can hold space and hold a tight container. But it's not for everyone. This is not a program where you're going to be able to be passive and just sit back and watch videos. This is a program where you're going to be interacting. You're going to be talking, sharing, doing, connecting, putting things out in the world, being generous. And by the end, it's amazing how it seems as though our students are saying, I am a lighthouse. Like, I am able to touch so many lives. And I've replaced this income and I don't even get it because I'm not even working. I'm doing this thing that I do that lights people up. It's awesome. We love you so much. We've had the best week and we're not going to end it. We're going to do a little bit of an after party. So come back tomorrow for some surprises. Thank you for staying with us this week. Your energy has been awesome. And thank you for your vulnerability and the stories you've shared. I hope that you felt my heart and I hope that you feel loved and hugged and held. We'll post the homework now and you guys can get to work and do that. Go to madetodothis.com to grab your seat. It will sell out. And I want to see where you are in 12 weeks on the other side of this. Have a great night.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. As a reminder, doors to Made to Do This are open officially. I can tell you that so many courses online, people just don't finish. This is not one of those courses because it is not an online course. It is an interactive coaching program. It is true transformation. It is no person left behind. I am unbelievably amazed at what has happened to the almost 2,000 people who've gone through this program already. just the absolute shifts that they have had, the ways that they're making ripple effects in the world and supporting themselves and their families, even through COVID, with businesses from selling garlic to hand lettering cards to knitting dolls to logo designs. It is just incredible. I believe that this abundance is there for you. And I often say, like, if this was your kid wanting tennis lessons or piano lessons, I know friends of mine who they will not stop until their kids have everything that they want. And I often wonder why we don't invest that way in ourselves. I also say, you know, we are so quick to enroll oftentimes, like in a college course. You know, many of us went to college, and college is definitely an amazing resource, but it's very theoretical, where this is actually a fraction of the cost. And it's not theoretical. It's very practical. You will be given the recipe, not just to make back your investment, but also to truly start making an abundance of income, doing things that you never dreamed that you could actually do and make a living from. This is all possible. The clients are there. The money is there. I want to help you really step into that potential and to call in that future. The last thing I will tell you is that there is a 2-week refund policy. So if you join Made to Do This and you decide, you know what, this isn't for me, you get your money back, no questions asked. You can go to madetodothis.com if you want any more information, or you can DM me at kathy.heller. I'm happy to talk to you about it there. But I'm so excited. I can't wait to spend this time with you. It's going to be an amazing 12 weeks. Talk to you tomorrow.